91.1 WEDM. This is DJ Mac back again with another episode of Top 5. I'm joined by the co-host, one and only DJ Rello.
Yo, what it do?
The state champ. Everybody knows who he is here. And today, Rello, we got two special guests today. We see him pretty much every day on Dubsy TV. If you don't watch it, go watch it. It's always classic, always good. We're joined by John and Asa.
What's up?
What's going on? What's going on, boys? What's going on?
Nothing much. Been a good day so far.
Asa, what about you?
It's a rookie start to the day, but we're here
you
now.
You feeling it today?
Yep.
You feeling it?
It's Friday.
All right. Today's topic, video games. This one is going to be, I'm betting it's going to be controversial a little bit.
It's always, it's video games.
Yeah. I usually go last, so who wants to start? You all want to go this way?
Let me start.
Rello? Okay, we'll go this way.
All right, my number five, Gears of War.
Gears of War, okay.
All of those. I used to play those back in the day.
Yeah?
That was like my first shooting game I ever like got into, so it was pretty cool.
All right, good pick. I like it. Good pick, John. What about you? What's your number five?
My number five is Ghost of Tsushima.
Ghost of Tsushima. I've heard of it, but I've never played it.
I never heard of it.
Amazing game.
Is it good?
Yes. Yeah.
Good pick. I think I've seen gameplay. It looks good. It's what about you? Number five.
Number five. It has to be Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
Modern Warfare 3. Good game. Yes. Good game. I haven't played that game since what? 2012.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
That was the best Call of Duty.
Yeah,
that's wild. 100%.
No,
yeah, I don't play a lot of Call of Duties, but like that was the Call of Duty
wild.
That I played.
Mm-mm.
That was the
that's
Call of Duty I played, so that's like
crazy.
What I know. I don't play a lot of Call of Duties.
That's crazy.
That is not true.
That's crazy, right?
But Call of Duty did not make my list at all.
Honestly, no. Not even honorable mention?
No.
Nah, God's only, I got one.
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah. We probably got the same one.
Probably.
Probably not. I'm going to be real. Probably not. My number five? Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel, that new Yu-Gi-Oh! Game that came out.
Yeah.
That game is so much fun. Like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Online, like, it beats like, the whole social aspect of playing Yu-Gi-Oh!, but it's still pretty fun.
Yeah, nice.
I like it.
I love Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah, I like it. Free to play. It's fun. It's fun. I like it. Rello, what about you? Number four.
Number four for me is, it has to be the NCAA, the football. It's an old game. They only came out with, like, one of them, and
they had two.
Two?
Yeah.
So what systems were we playing that on?
PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was my game.
A long time ago.
Yeah. A long time ago.
I remember playing that with my dad.
Like two consoles ago, 20 years ago.
We used to do like tournaments. Me and my cousins, we used to do like tournaments in the game. It was fun back then.
But the real question, who was your team?
It was my team. Alabama, always.
I had to do UT.
Mm. I was Bama guy or Oregon.
Longhorns all the way.
Roll Tide. John, what about you, number four?
My number four is Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Ooh.
That is a good one.
Very close to mine. Very close.
Oh, close?
Black Ooh. Ops 2 has to be it because Zombies was the best.
Black Ops 2 did have a really good Zombies. It did. Very, very good pick. I completely brushed over Black Ops 2 when I was making my list. No. Good pick, though. I do enjoy it. Ace, what about you?
Mine has to be Need for Speed Most Wanted for the PlayStation 2.
Ooh, Need
Fun
for Speed.
Game. I've completely forgot that existed.
That ain't bad.
Mine, what was the one that came out for Xbox 360?
It's the same game.
Same game. Most Wanted.
Yeah. One of my favorite was the campaign mode where you could be the cop and then try to flip over the red. It was either a Corvette or a Ferrari. I can't remember.
You probably do both.
Yeah, but you had to flip it over or at least total it. That was one of my favorites. Good game. I liked that and Need for Speed Nitro for the Wii.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That game was so much fun.
That game was so much fun, bro. Oh, I was racing a custom bus in that game. That game was so crazy.
I flipped the bus.
Yeah, that game was crazy back in the day. My number four, it's a little bit lower on my list. That's because I kind of drifted away, and now I'm coming back to it. Minecraft.
Yeah.
No.
I hate it.
Nah, you hate Minecraft?
I don't hate Minecraft. It's not just...
What's the point of a Minecraft?
It's just one of those games you can just sit down and play. Right,
there's literally no end game to Minecraft.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, there is.
You beat a giant dragon and take its egg.
Yeah, you beat the ender dragon.
I didn't know that. That's weird.
Yeah, there's an end goal to Minecraft.
But don't forget, if you play Java, there's so many different stories.
Yeah. And you can mod it to where it's never ends.
Bro, I can't play Minecraft. I just don't get it.
What's not to get?
The whole game. I just don't
dig.
Yeah, you dig.
That's what I'm saying.
And you fight.
You dig, mine, stay alive, and just build stuff.
It's just a fun way to waste time.
Right.
By yourself.
Or with a group of friends. Or an amazing game with a group of friends.
It's not a game you plan to play. It's just kind of like...
It's the fallback game.
Yeah. Call of Duty's updating. Let's play some Minecraft for a couple hours, you know?
A couple hours turns into 3 days.
My game like that is Roblox. Like when I
can't play Roblox. No, I can't do that.
How do you pick Roblox over Minecraft? That's my question.
It is the worst imitation.
Yeah, it's bad.
Roblox has over 1,000 games on the
So does Minecraft.
So does Minecraft.
Yeah.
See, Minecraft is weird. I don't understand it.
What do you not understand?
There wouldn't be no Roblox without Minecraft.
Exactly.
Right.
That's probably true. That's probably true. But Roblox is better.
No, it's not.
No.
100%.
No.
Yes.
Thank you, Grace, but I think you're wrong.
Yeah, fair point.
Anyways, what's your number four, Rello?
Three?
Yeah, we're on three.
My four was NCAA, but
Fortnite. Fortnite, bro.
No.
I played it once, never played it again.
Because you're not good.
No, because...
People played a lot of it, and I still hated it.
Yeah, that game was so overrated and overhyped.
No. I have a ton of hours in Fortnite, and I still hate it.
If you grab a group of friends... Best squad out and just get on there and troll and have fun and play the game.
Yes. If you have the group of friends you play with, it can be entertaining.
That game will always be one of the most overrated games in my book.
It will always be overrated.
I could never get behind that game.
It's not fun. Not anymore. It is. It was fun, but not anymore.
Fortnite is your number three. That's crazy. John, what's your number three? What do you got?
My number three is Pokemon Diamond.
Pokemon Diamond.
That is a good pick.
It's the, in my opinion, the best Pokemon.
It is a good game. I like some of the shinies in it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Only one thing I got to say about that game, Shiny Garchomp is absolute garbage.
Yeah, Shiny Garchomp was not good. Very, very underrated, in my opinion.
Garchomp's my favorite Pokemon.
Yeah, it's up there in mine, too. Asa, what about you? What's your number three?
My number three, Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Best Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Good game.
I never could get into Assassin's Creed.
Really?
What couldn't you get?
First Minecraft, now Assassin's Creed.
Wow.
What's next? You're gonna say you don't like Mario?
I do like Mario, but I never played it. I didn't sit down and play Mario.
See, my three was between two though.
Because
it was either Smash Bros. Or Pokemon.
See, but I like Smash Bros.
Black Flag has the elements. Smash Bros. You can drive a boat.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to drive a boat?
Right.
It's a boat.
Right.
Like, you're a pirate.
And a pirate.
Right. Right. I do agree. So, your number three was Black Flag. My number three, very underrated game in my opinion, and it definitely should be on Xbox, Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh my God, that's a great game.
Before
its time.
Right. Definitely before its time. Even the remastered version that came out in 2018, mm-hmm. even that was before its time.
That game was so much fun.
That game is so much fun. Boss Rush games are like there in my heart. They're that one game where I could just throw my controller and then 15 minutes later pick it back up and keep playing that same game.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what ties into my number one. Rello, we're getting into top two territory here.
Mm-hmm.
See, if y'all have never listened to a top five before, top two is where it gets very heated, we'll say, if there's a disagreement. Rello.
Let me start off by saying, y'all literally cannot disagree with these.
I'm probably gonna find a way.
Yeah, we're definitely.
There's literally no way y'all can disagree with these.
We're guaranteed to find a way.
These are like the most general games. Like,
if you say like Tetris or something.
No, Tetris is the 38th most popular game of all time.
Really?
Yes.
That's crazy. Yeah, but anyway,
that was Garbo at Tetris.
Two for me is probably Madden. Any other Maddens?
I'm
say a Pacific one, yeah, and just any one of them.
I was never a big sports fan guy, like sports game fans, like because even if I even like I tried the show because y'all know I'm a huge baseball guy.
Yeah.
I wasn't a big fan of the show.
Bro, MLB games are so fun.
Like, my favorite one, like, of just any sports games is NHL.
Hockey games are fun.
I forget how fun hockey games were. I love NHL, man. Those are my games right there. Like, NHL 21, I had way too many hours put in that game. But Madden, though.
Yeah. Anything after 16, I'd say
right,
it's not
fun. It's been, like, playing the same game. Like, but just slowly...
Which one was the one where we could create teams?
That was like...
Was it 15?
15.
15 or 16, one of those two.
15 was fun. Madden 25 was a fun one, too. But yeah. I just couldn't say, like, a specific one. It would be all the Maddens.
I could never.
No.
I got, like, one game of Madden, and I'll be like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah, that's how I am.
Like, okay.
At least now.
Win or lose, I'll be like, all right, that was... kind of fun. Next game, John. Number two. What do you got?
Devil May Cry 3.
What?
Devil May Cry 3.
Never played it.
Great game. Also has a record for being the most perfect game on the PlayStation when it came out.
Really?
Yep.
The way I look at you in your face, it sounds like you made that up.
Yeah. No, it has a perfect game score, both 3 and 5.
That definitely did not sound like he made that up. Like, that sounds real.
He put the research in.
The way he said he probably it was did. Like real.
It is the hardest game I've played, but also one of the most fun I've had.
What's that new game that came out that they was like, that's impossible?
Elder Scrolls?
Elden Ring.
I'd be Elden Ring.
Yeah.
I never played it.
It was fun. For Rello, like
Rello, I
150
wanna,
hours.
Yeah, Rello, I want to see you play that game just to see how mad and broken in your soul you can really get.
That definitely is a rage
game. Because... I feel like that first boss.
That game will tear you apart mentally.
Bro, I just couldn't play games
like
that.
How that game
like
opens
that.
Up is just, yeah. You have to lose to play the game pretty much.
Right.
I couldn't play games like that, bro. I would rage so bad.
I went through 4 controllers.
It's a rage game.
I went through 4.
That's the point of the game.
That's another reason why, what's the name of the game? I can't think of it.
Elden Ring?
No.
Dark Souls.
That's another reason why Dark Souls isn't on my list. I've went through like 4 controllers playing that game.
That game's fun.
Don't get me wrong. It's fun, but not when you're having like a mental
breakdown
halfway into a boss fight.
It is true.
No bueno.
Dark Souls 3, that first boss in Dark Souls 3, I wanted to punch my TV.
Yeah. No bueno. It's so number 2.
My number 2, Splatterhouse.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, never heard of it.
It's like, okay, you know the character of The Mask?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah, it's like The Mask meets The Hulk. It's very interesting game to play.
I might have to look into that.
It's kind of like, it's mixed between Dark Souls.
Sounds pretty cool.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, I'll play it. Like if The Hulk just had a little bit more cartoon character in him.
That's literally what the game is.
It's just like Hulk and Deadpool mix, pretty much.
Like if Hulk was a lot more comical.
No, like if The Hulk got a hold of The Mask.
Huh.
Oh, so just like The Mask movie or The Mask comics?
Both.
Oh, God.
It's really interesting to play.
Wow. That sounds like a very, very fun game. I will admit. Sounds very fun. On number 2.
Yeah, Mac, what is it?
Here we go. Y'all ready for it?
Yeah.
Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
3?
Mm-hmm, 3.
No.
Yeah. I thought the wall running thing and the the jetpacks, I thought that was so cool.
No.
Yeah, but Advanced Warfare did it better in my opinion.
Advanced Warfare did
don't
do
get
it
me
better.
Wrong. But Advanced Warfare was kind of trash.
It did it better.
The mechanics of it were better, but the actual gameplay was kind of
bad. Yeah, it was bad. You are not wrong.
But Call of Duty Black Ops 3, I liked it for like the community challenges.
Yeah.
I think it was 10 million global community melee kills would get you the boxing gloves.
Yeah.
I thought that was so cool. And like the memories of punching people with boxing gloves in Call of Duty was hilarious.
That was the one where you got to choose like different characters with different classes, right?
Yeah.
All right. That one was fun.
The specialists.
Yeah. I like the dude with
was Scythe. Yeah.
Yeah. Or the, what was the, was that the ninja?
The one that could go invisible with the sword?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was cool. I like the flamethrower dude too.
I liked Hive. The one where you just shoot hives of like spikes everywhere. That was so much fun.
Or this is the dude with the dog.
Yeah.
That dog was W.
Yeah.
I never played Black Ops 3. I thought
really?
I thought it was overplayed.
It's fun.
It was at the time, but
nah,
it's pretty
never
fun,
played
bro.
It.
It's pretty fun. You're missing out.
Nah, I'm chilling.
You're missing out, bro. Rello,
number one.
What is your number one video game
for me? Can y'all guess my number one?
I don't think it's a sports game.
It is.
MLB?
2K.
2K?
2K. Yeah.
2K.
Is it a certain 2K or is it just any of them?
Just in general.
Yeah.
I always thought they were overplayed and pretty overhyped.
I mean, these last couple 2Ks haven't been fun.
No, yeah, they haven't been all that. I can't lie about that.
But like, 16's been fun.
Yeah, that
16
was
fun.
That was a fun one.
You know you got to look back at 2K16.
Yeah, for sports games it was.
Like 6 years ago. You got to think. That was almost 7 years ago.
It had to be 7 years ago cuz it comes out a year before.
That's still still mind blowing. That's about to be 8 years.
We're getting old.
For real.
Yeah. Y'all.
For real. We were me, John, and
Chance
were talking about music. And, dude, we were looking back at when albums actually came out, and we felt so old. It was insane, man.
It was not fun.
John, what is your number one, the numero uno, the cream of the crop?
God of War.
That is a good pick.
I think I heard of that game before.
God of War. Any of them.
That's a good game.
God of War is top tier.
Yeah.
Because, like, Kratos, he's just that guy at this point.
Yeah.
I played them in reverse order.
Same. That's how I first played it. Was it reverse?
Like
order.
The one of the newer ones came out. I can't remember which one. I was like, that game looks cool. And then I realized, oh, there's like a lot more to this. I should probably start.
Well, yeah. It probably confused you because the first one was just called one's just called God of War.
Yeah,
I not was God like, of War 4.
I was like, oh, that's cool. Oh, like as soon as I loaded up, I'm like, oh, there is. A lot.
There's a lot.
How I beat the games was I went 3, 1, 2, and then I got 4. I don't know where my order messed up.
It's like watching Pulp Fiction in video game form. You have to put the story all together in your mind.
I think Kratos is one of those characters. You can just put him in any mythology, and then you'd be like, let's go.
He just fits in
They did
everywhere.
Way too much research for those games, though. Like, for Greek and Norse.
Still.
What do you want him to be like? They didn't do enough?
No. That's a really good thing.
I'd rather see too much than too little.
Yes.
I'm not saying there's too much. I'm just saying it's, like, amazing.
Right.
Like, also, Kratos was a real god.
He was.
Yeah.
Still cool.
He was a god of strength.
He definitely has the strength.
Pro. He was an MLG pro.
Most definitely.
Boy.
Asa.
Mine. I'm surprised none of you picked this up. Mario Kart for the Nintendo 64.
N64 Mario Kart.
I liked Wii.
I did.
The Wii was fun, but you can't go wrong with the classic.
I do agree.
You can't go wrong with the classic.
If I had to pick a Mario Kart, DS.
DS was fun.
The OG
DS
was one. Not like Mario Kart 7. I did, even though I spent a lot of time in 8-year-old me form playing Mario Kart 7, I always went back to DS.
Mac, did you play the Wii baseball game?
Like
Wii Sports?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 Wii Sports always got way too heated in my family.
I'll say, that was the only way I could throw a 93-mile-per-hour fastball.
in the video game.
Yeah. I was a pro, man.
Bro had the perfect form.
I was a fat baby, so my Wii name was Pudge.
Pudge.
Yeah, and I was little, so I couldn't tell which one was which, so my family made me with a purple hat.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was little, I had dreads, so my Wii character had dreads, and that's the only way I could see my me.
That's crazy.
It was a weird time to be alive.
Early 2000s, am I right? That was crazy.
Man, what a time.
For real. We're talking for music, video games, iPods, for real.
God.
Steve Jobs. I could never. All right. Y'all ready for this? My number one.
Let's go.
Even though I hate this game more than any other game, it's still right there. It's that game. It's Cuphead. I love that game so much.
If this was a longer list, that would have been like my number 7.
I love that game so much. Boss Rush, hand-drawn frames and animation for every frame of that game. That's insane.
Did you play through it as the girl? Did you go back through and play through it as the girl?
No, not yet. I haven't played the DLC yet.
It was fun. It made me want to rethrow my Switch, but it was fun.
Right.
Rethrow.
Rethrow, as if he's done it before.
I have.
He has. I've seen it. I witnessed
seen it.
Wow.
I like get really heated at games, especially like Mortal Kombat or stuff like that.
He just like, he's like, I'm not.
I could never. I could never.
I think I witnessed him throwing it like 3 or 4 times.
Wow.
You witnessed Danny Dimes throw the Joy-Con?
Danny Dimes did throw the Joy-Con.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
It was an interesting time.
No, it wasn't. Not for me. The Joy-Con broke.
It was interesting.
Rella, what are you thinking right now?
I don't know that game.
Cuphead?
You'd probably know it if you saw it.
I don't.
It's on Netflix. There's a show.
Yeah.
Cuphead and Mugman.
They made a deal with the devil?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know that game.
They like to roll the dice? Really? By chance they played the devil's game? And gosh, they paid the price? Really? You don't know that?
No. You are referencing the whole storyline.
I am.
He'll probably know.
What was the boss that gave you the most rage in that game?
Oh, Genie the Great.
It was Medusa. The Medusa looking boss for me. Like, I hated all the plain ones.
Like, so far, Jimmy the Great and Wally Warbles, just make my brain want to explode.
He got flashbacks from Dark Souls.
For real. For real, man.
If we're talking about flashbacks, anytime I see, like, anything related to Dark Souls, I think of Dark Souls 2.
Dark Souls 2. And
anytime
Dark Souls
3. I see a glare, like, off my watch or something, I instantly think of Shadow of the Colossus. Because in the game, so you use the sword and the glare off of it to find the boss.
That's crazy.
Still a super fun game.
I bet you I confused Asa, though. Because my list didn't have Mortal Kombat on it.
Yeah. This man does nothing but play Mortal Kombat.
I rank really high in the Mortal Kombat leaderboards. I'm second in Indiana right now.
Oh, my God.
He does nothing else.
The only person at this school I've ever lost to was our... No, I never got to play Miss English. She's the only person who I ever think I would lose to in this school.
What is your favorite Mortal Kombat?
My favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for tournaments, it was 9. That one had, like, a great cast of characters.
Which one do you, like...
Play the most?
Yeah.
Oh, I play 11 the most right now.
That game took 22 and a half hours to download on my Switch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you downloaded it on your Switch.
22 and a half hours. I'm like, I download...
Who do you play?
Either Scorpion or Reptile. I just like Reptile.
Reptile's not an 11.
Like, in general.
Oh, in general? Reptile. In general, I'll play Jax. Yeah, I'll just play Jax.
And you just spam.
I do not spam. You are mad that I spammed on you because you spammed on me the round before.
Ooh.
I almost beat him, too.
He almost beat me. That's the thing.
All right, here's the next question.
What's up?
What is the best console? And PC doesn't count.
Well, what's the best, like, of all time? Or right now?
I'm going to go with all time.
Of all time.
I got another honorable mention thinking about that. DK64, bro. I loved that game.
Donkey Kong.
I was just thinking about that.
Donkey Kong, yeah.
Bro, DJ Frank, bro, that was my jam back in the day. That was my jam.
It was either that or Crash Bandicoot.
I did like Crash Bandicoot. I got the Insane Trilogy. I played all three of them. Those games were good.
I don't know which one it was, but when they race Crash Bandicoot.
I think that was the second one, I want to say.
I don't know. But
they made a whole racing game.
Right.
Yeah.
Nitro. Was it called, like, Nitro?
Yeah, but they introduced it earlier in, like, the first three. I can't remember which one.
When you guys brought up Crash Bandicoot, I thought of Spyro.
Well, I never played Spyro that much. Bro, speaking of Spyro, Skylanders.
That game...
I messed with Skylanders back in the day.
That game ended up, like, ending so many other, like toys.
Toy-based video games? Yeah.
Or just toys in general, like...
Yeah.
That game's the killer of, like, Bakugan.
Bro, when I was little, bro, I watched the show Bakugan. I had
all the toys.
Dude, me too, man. Me too, bro.
And, like, there was, like, okay, there was the morning cartoons. It was Bakugan, Pokemon, right. Or, like, Beyblade. Yu-Gi-Oh!
Or right. Beyblade. Or Beyblade, yeah.
Cartoon Network has Beyblade every morning.
Yeah.
What'd you just call it?
Beyblade.
You said Beyblade.
Bro, shut up.
That's the most common error in anime history.
Yeah. Beyblade.
Bro said Beyblade.
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 Bro, did you ever watch any kind of, like, cartoon-based game? Like Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, Bakugan?
Nah, I've never. I never got into Pokemon, but really? Beyblades. I used to do Beyblades.
They were cool.
I didn't watch the show.
There was always that one kid in like first grade that would like flash a Beyblade, and you'd be like,
"Oh my god!"
I swear, I swear.
Oh, nah. Funny story from elementary school. I got almost suspended for having like a whole Beyblade battle in the middle of class.
We used to trade Beyblades,
dude.
And all
for real.
That.
In eighth grade, I remember one time, there'd be like seven kids that would all sit at the same lunch table. And, dude, you couldn't go 5 seconds without hearing, let it rip! And, dude, it'd be the loudest table because they'd all be huddled around it. Go! Go! And you're like, oh, my God.
I would be at that table.
John would be at that table. I saw this thing on TikTok. It said, if your school has never banned Beyblades, you didn't do it right.
Right.
Like, y'all felt like you were the great, like the GOAT. If you had like,
right, if you had like El Drago, you were the money. Like you definitely,
people were like, kids were offering money,
right? Like, dude, I'll trade you my apple slices and 75 cents.
Nah. You gotta give me Pegasus, bro.
Right,
Pegasus.
Nah, man. Nah. But yeah, Beyblades.
You were like the villain,
right? Beyblades were fun. Yeah, people looked at you differently though.
You were like,
but y'all knew what was up.
Yeah, and then what was it? Yu-Gi-Oh came back, like got really popular when I was back in sixth and seventh grade. Yu-Gi-Oh got really popular.
In eighth grade, I played Magic the Gathering.
Oh
like,
yeah,
a lot. Like every day, like me and three other dudes would be like, "All right, screw lunch, let's play some Magic."
Yeah, I didn't really get into Magic like that. I got really into Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, I love Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Magic.
I had a full, terrible deck, but it was the Joey Wheeler deck.
Ooh. Time Wizard, Red Eyes, Black Dragon.
Oh my god, it was so much fun to use. I knew, I was like, there is not a single spell or trap in this thing, but still fun.
Right. Right.
Tech and defense, let's go.
Right.
Bro, that was
the Gathering is fun. If y'all don't play it, I'd recommend it. It's fun.
I'll have to try.
It's a lot more thinking and mental space than Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
I think there's like different variations to play Magic.
Yeah, there's a lot of different like rules and gameplay.
Yeah.
We got really off topic there.
Yeah, yeah. What's y'all's opinion? Greatest console of all time?
Greatest console?
Yeah.
Probably the PSP.
I never had PSP. I had DS. I was one of those kids.
I had a DS and a PS Vita.
PS Vita.
I had the PS Vita.
PS Vita is crazy.
I don't remember a single game on that thing.
Right.
But I remember having it.
My aunt had a PSP.
No, wait, no. There was one game. The God of War Ascension. That was the only game I remember playing on that.
My aunt had a PSP. She had two games. She had a Tony Hawk Pro Skater and what's the taxi game? Like Crazy Taxi?
I think so.
Where you just drive people around as fast as you can? Yeah. It was one of those ones. It's like Uber on steroids.
We're about to get off topic real quick, but I just thought of something. In an arcade, what's the first game you go to?
Ooh, like, are you talking about now or like a 1980s arcade?
It doesn't matter.
I think I have one for both. 1980s, Miss Pac-Man. One for both.
Miss Pac-Man.
Like OG arcade, Miss Pac-Man. Like starting a quarter line. Oh, yeah. Y'all are real OG if y'all know about quarter lines.
That's crazy.
No. For real. Writing your initials on a quarter and setting it up on the machine. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I go with Mortal Kombat 2.
Mm.
If we're going 80s, I'm going Mortal Kombat 2. A clean Mortal Kombat 2.
Clean?
Yeah.
Not like a dirty one at an old Chuck E. Cheese.
I need a clean one. It needs to have both sticks.
Like bubble gum soaked buttons and grease just dripping off of it from
I'm
a kid
not touching that.
That threw a slice of pizza at the screen.
That game was so good. It got banned too.
Right.
It
probably did.
That's why we have game ratings.
Nowadays,
that is true.
Nowadays, I'm like a pop the lock kind of guy. I'm good at like those mental focusing games. Like that and the Spider-Man game.
Mm-hmm.
That was it, man.
Mine? I'd probably be 80s.
Yeah.
Space Invaders.
Ooh.
That's fun.
I did like Space Invaders. I could never work with the trackball, though.
Mm-mm. I had to have the...
Yeah, my hand would cramp and I'd be...
Nah.
Couldn't do it.
Early carpal tunnel.
Right, I couldn't do it. I'd look like Salt Bae for like 3 seconds. I couldn't do it.
Hands be looking like this.
Right.
You about to 3-inch punch them.
I don't really know what I would play for a new arcade.
I have no idea.
Like, I was the only 7-year-old with arthritis back in the day.
Honestly, that's how it would be.
Oh, no, I know. They're both fighting games. The Injustice arcade game that gives you the cards. With the cards. Dude, that game is so much fun.
When that game first came out, I had a stack like that of cards.
I still have a stack like that.
Bro. I remember that game.
Bro, I got Deathstroke for that. I was like the happiest I was like ever at an arcade for the longest time.
Yeah. Mine was Doomsday. I just thought his card looked the coolest.
It is. But, like...
It was super cool.
The Deathstroke one looks like Scorpion.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, he's
Scorpion was in that game. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I had both of his cards.
I know he was in it. I just never could get it.
Yeah.
Always made me mad.
I paid my cousin, like, $5 for a Scorpion card. Dude, we walked into Dave & Buster's. I was like, my goal today is to get a Scorpion card. Dude, first game we played, he was like, check this out. Bloop.
Bloop.
And had the score. I was like, oh my God, here's $5. He was like, cool, here.
Money
in my pocket.
What's yours, Asa?
What's the game you go to right now?
I don't know.
You walk into a Dave & Buster's, what's drawing your eyes?
Probably one of them racing games.
I thought he was going to say the restaurant.
No. Give me one of them driving rigs, and I'm going ham at it.
My friend got a whole, like, setup.
I want a driving rig set up.
I've seen somebody break one of those games. Yeah. It was the motorcycle one.
Oh,
you know, the ones that tilt back and forth? Dude, it was a sharp, like, I mean sharp, 90-degree turn. Dude, he leaned to the left and then, like, shifted back so hard, the game just went... Pat, dude, it was the loudest sound you've ever heard.
Silenced everybody.
Dude, from an arcade machine, and then the screen went black, and that was it.
Never showed up again.
R.I.P. Yeah. That motorcycle.
It was the last time he played X Games.
Was he too big for that?
I don't know. I think he just shifted too hard, and he like hyperextended the machine, and then the whole thing just poo. And yeah, it was... it was so funny.
At the Circle Center Mall downtown... I ended up glitching machine out to where it just kept on dropping. You know the ones that drop the balls into the holes? I got to where it just dropped like 20 balls off one pay. It was like, wow. So I got a lot of tickets now. I'm gonna go buy a jet ski.
One of my favorite hacks. Do you remember Stacker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a thing. I never went to the ones that gave out like little wristbands and like not fuzzy dice, like Garbo prizes. I went to the ones that had like full-size candy bars, bags of Skittles. There was a trick you could do where if you win, like, the minor prize, not even, like, cheap Garbo headphones, you could hit the button and then hold the other button, and the whole wheel would just keep spinning, and you could empty out that whole row of...
Oh, I wish I knew that.
...of king-size Skittles, bro. And, dude...
Mac was stacked on some Skittles.
Dude, for real.
Bro, really? Skittles, though?
I don't eat chocolate.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Skittles is a good pick, though.
The B-Dubs on Washington Street, before they closed it, dude, they used to have one of those machines.
Yeah.
Every time I'd be like, $5 could never buy you so much candy.
No, not now.
Yeah. Dude, I went in, bloop, and there's 7 bags of Skittles. There's 7 more.
In my pocket.
Dude, I went in there with a grocery bag stuffed in my pocket because I couldn't carry all the candy that I had won.
It was like, wings? Skittles. Let's go.
I still really can't figure out my, like, the greatest console of all time. That's a really hard question.
I like the Switch. It's got a lot of diversity.
It does.
It does, but my other option was also from Nintendo, the 64.
I do like the 64.
Man. Yeah.
Mario 64 is a goated game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what game for the 64, but it's like kind of like Godzilla. Like Godzilla versus Kong. But you do, like, different monsters, and you just go out. At it.
Rampage?
Rampage, that's...
I figured out what I'm going to say. It's GameCube, has to be.
Oh, the GameCube?
I do like GameCube.
Only reason, because when I played the first Metal Gear, that playing Psycho Mantis and him telling me to take my controller out and putting it into the other port, or him telling me the games I played before that, tripped me out as a 5-year-old.
Yep, fair point.
Yeah, it was wild.
Or Sniper Wolf, how you had to get that one sniper? That game...
All right, this podcast has ran way too long.
Yes, it has.
We're running 35 minutes.
Right now. No, my bad.
You're all good. Hey, this is good.
It's good conversation.
It's good content. Thank you guys so much for listening. Boys, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Always fun. We love doing stuff like this here at 91.1. Check out the other podcasts on the website. We got The Fish Tank with DJ Fish, Bench Talk with Devin Holman, Beyond the Classroom with DJ Rello. I believe there's a new episode posted of that. Rello, who is the new Beyond the Classroom with? Mr. McClatchy, yes. That should be up very soon, so be on the lookout for that. We got tons of other great podcasts. Anything is potable with that crew. And if you haven't yet, go check out Dubsea TV. Always, always class A production behind the camera. Behind the camera and in front of it. So go check them out. John, plug the link.
No, wake_up_warren, Instagram and TikTok.
And wake up Warren on YouTube every morning.
Warren live on YouTube.
Warren live.
Warren live on YouTube. Go check it out every morning, Monday through Friday. And anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. 91.1 WEDM.